Hello, friends from the internet. This is your lovely podcast, Aleli, and welcome back. So, thank you guys to play this podcast. This is my first time doing a podcast. This is the first episode of Aleli, and just so you know, what is the podcast about? It's gonna be like talking about my impression of artists. I'm not gonna be like huge on the trajectory and the dates and all the big stuff. No, I'm kind of like talk about a little bit about how they went there and stuff like that, but don't expect a lot of history on my part, okay? So bear with me, first time doing a podcast, so let me know on the comments what you think, and let me know what you wish to improve, what is great, what can we do to make you feel that this podcast is nice to hear. So I just wanted to start this podcast because I like to talk a lot, as you can see, so let's start with the theme of the day. So, as you can see, we're gonna talk about a really cool artist that I really, really like. It's Machine Gun Kelly, or otherwise known as MGK. So this artist for me was kind of a revelation because, like, well, I love rap, but I'm not a huge rapper, like, listening person. I do like some of the raps, but I didn't know him as that at the beginning. Or kind of, yes. Like, the first time I heard MGK was when I was listening to Sleeping With Sirens. That is one of my favorite bands on alternative metal, rock, hardcore, we'll call it. And he did a nice featuring with them. And that was the first time I heard about MGK or Machine Gun Kelly. And he was doing a rap inside a really hardcore song, so that was really cool, and I really liked the introduction to this artist. And from there, I just kind of knew him, but I didn't went into his like repertoire. I didn't listen to him. I was kind of like a teenager, so I had my days. So yeah. So from there, I got to know him more later in life, I will say. During the pandemic, or a little bit before, when he was one of the stars on, I don't know if you know this cool movie about Motley Crue, it's called The Dirt. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it super, super, very mega much. It's really cool. It's about like the beginnings of Motley Crue and all their issues. I don't know if that's all the facts, you know, the movie could be alterated, I don't know. But I really liked it, like the movies from rock stars, and that was really cool. And he acts really, 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 really well on it. So that's how I got to get to know this beautiful artist. And yeah, so recommended. If you want me to talk about The Dirt more, let me know in the comments and I will do another podcast about that. So, another episode, sorry. So, for the beginning, just basic stuff. His name is not Machine Gun Kelly, as you can know. His name is Colton Baker and he's from Cleveland, in heart, we will call it. He was one of the first white rappers to win in the Apollo Theater in Harlem, so that's really cool. It was like an amateur competition, and he won after every round, so that's really fun. Then after that, he got in the spotlight when he participated in Soccer Free Freestyle in MTV, and that's how big names in the industry got to know him. And that's how he got his first contract with Bad Boy Records on 2011. But you know, this artist was already releasing songs however he can, without a label or anything. He was doing it like online, whatever the methods were. I don't know all the details, but he did do some nice, pretty good songs. And One of them is like Lace Up. That was his first album to be like really released with the record company, but this album was kind of like released before when he was starting in his garage, you know? So that's really cool that he could relaunch the album. And I see that most of all the artists, when they start and they release an album or they release a song and it doesn't go really well at the beginning, they kind of like get re-released when they get better at it, or when they get like more spotlight, we will say. It's not like they get better, it's just like they get more spotlight, more fame, and then they re-release their old songs, their old albums that weren't pretty good at the beginning, and then like get super known in the world. So that was his first album debut with Bad Boy Records. And he also did a cool song that it was like one of my favorite songs from him in rapping. So it's Wild Boy with Waka Flocka Flame, the 15th of the Bebba. This is really cool. He has like some cool impressions, and apparently Steve O was on his YouTube video, so that's really cool having a jackass there. So from there he got like more singles, got more like albums. I will not go in all the detail because I don't want to bore you with all the history. If you want to get more into that, I suggest you to go into like some videos on YouTube. They're really good, they sum up really well. But yeah, so like main thing, he had a bunch of albums, and then he did an EP binge when at that time he was having kind of like a beef or a diss with Eminem. So he kind of responded with that EP to Not Alike from Eminem, because like he dissed him on Not Alike, saying that they're not alike. And then like he released this EP on 2018 where he got Rap Devil. So if you go into the deepness of that, not many people like Rap Devil compared to Killshot or Not Alike. Killshot was the song that Eminem released after Rap Devil. So first was Not Alike, then Machine Gun Kelly did Rap Devil, and then Eminem did Killshot for Rap Devil, to respond to Rap Devil. So many people was with Eminem, and obviously, well, he was more famous, he had like more experience and all that. I really like Rap Devil. I don't know if I'm not the best to criticize this. I'm not an expert in rap, so I really like both of them. It's really cool, and like, you know, these songs and this thing with other rappers really get them on the spotlight, and that did work for Eminem, not so much for MGK at the time. But after that he kind of like released Hotel Diablo, so that's one of, I will say, for me, his best album on rap, because it's really deep and personal. And like, he kind of, if you see the cover of the album, he chooses to put a photo of himself. I didn't know he was him. And then like, he says that he chose his photo of himself when he was little, because like, this album really talks about his personal life, his personal issues, about like his life growing up, all the problems with his parents, all the problems in life that he had to go through. And it's kind of like assessing that and really like kind of like doing it in a therapeutic way to deal with his issues. But yeah, listen to it if you like it. I think like some of the people will agree with me that it's one of his best albums on rap. So give it a go. And then the main thing, where are you here? Because like, we know that MGK was really good, like a rapper, but you know, like rapping is really difficult, and like, I don't know, it gets really complicated to be on that scene, to be like on the spotlight. But I know that MGK did a really great job on that. But like my highlight was when we were on quarantine, so on 2020, the bad times, he did some quarantine sessions on YouTube. He released some songs, like with some tracks with like some rap over it, and I think like that was super cool. He used some really cool tracks that went really well with the raps that he was doing. Well, and you know that when you see it and like hear it, it really goes really well. Like you feel that it's like really personal and really like he really gives this feeling on these rap songs, and I really love them. And like for a big chunk of the 2020, I was listening to that, and I really wanted to like just like put it in my phone, but it was impossible because it was on YouTube, so it was not like released in an album, in an EP or something, you know. So, but it was cool to have them and like listen to them and really like help with the quarantine times, you know. So he got millions of views with those videos. People were like really paying attention to what he was doing, and he really did some really cool videos for these track songs. And I was like so amazed by that because like it was like really like all done by him or his team. It looked like so good because it was so personal, and we were like kind of like with him when he was rapping. And then afterwards, I will say I didn't know about this Bloody Valentine song. This is a good song. Should listen to it if you like punk rock or pop punk, sorry. But yeah, like for me, when I started like to discover Bloody Valentine, was like, I go in YouTube a lot, you know, so I like to see videos, like to see music, I like to discover artists and stuff. And one time I open it and I see James Corden, you know, I follow James Corden just for his carpool karaoke's. Well, he's no longer on late night, but that's another topic. But yeah, like, so because of that, I saw a video with him, it's like with a guitar and like really like with a different look and everything. And I was like, what? And I just click on it, and it was Bloody Valentine song with Travis Barker. I didn't even know that Travis Barker was on this song. I didn't know what was happening, and I was like, wow, this is so really good. Because like that song got in my head for, I don't know, 1 week, 2 weeks, you never know. I was playing it every day, and I wanted to see the video from the James Corden show so many times. I was like, oh, this is so good. I loved it so much, and I was like so happy because like Bloody Valentine has a punk rock, pop punk genre definition, and it's like kind of like the punk from the 2000s, from the early 2000s, and you know, I'm a 90s baby, I grew up with that music, and it was like so reminiscent of that time, and I was so happy to hear about it. It was super cool. So then this Bloody Valentine gets recorded by end of December 2019. So like really, this track, this song, we will say, was recorded with Travis Barker and MGK, but like it was not really planned. Like I remember, like I saw the cover of the vinyl from Tickets to My Downfall, and it says that he was like on really dark times. He was depressed with the quarantine and so on. And one day he went to the house of Travis, and they started like recording for fun, you know, and it was sounding really, really well. And like this song appeared, they did this song, they liked it so much. Like MGK said, like, dude, we have to do an album together because this song is bangers, you know, it's like, it's gonna explode. So good that it is. And that's how we got Tickets to My Downfall. It's really good, guys. Like almost all the songs are hits for me because they're all really good. they are all like on the same level of goodness is Bloody Valentine, and you can sing them and repeat them, and like, you know, they're catching, they get in your head, and it's like so good. I love them so much.
This is the end of part one. Yes, guys, so this is part one for the MGK podcast episode. And yes, part two will come out next weekend. Stay tuned. Please tune up to know more and to know the end. Chan, chan, chan. Bye, guys. Enjoy your day.